We're going to spend this Wisconsin Classical Hour listening to one monumental orchestral suite. It focuses on seven heavenly bodies that, like us, revolve around a medium-sized main-sequence star located in a spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. The Planets was written by British composer Gustav Holst between 1914 and 1916. Originally called Seven Pieces for Large Orchestra, the concept of the work is astrological rather than astronomical. Each movement is intended to convey ideas and emotions associated with the influence of the planets on the psyche. The original score was for two pianos, except for Neptune, which was scored for a single organ, as Holst found the piano to be too percussive for the mysterious, remote ice giant. Holst then scored the suite for a large orchestra, calling on some of the most colorful techniques of late Russian romantics, adding extra instruments, including a bass flute, oboe and clarinet, as well as a tenor tuba, a wide range of percussion instruments, and in the final minutes, a wordless chorus of female voices. Like the planets themselves, each movement can stand alone. In fact, the first complete public performance didn't occur until 4 years after it was finished. It's in single movements that most of us hear it today. Mars and Jupiter are audience favorites, while the composer himself was partial to Saturn. But the Madison Symphony Orchestra chose to feature Holst's entire musical solar system in a season premiere 100 years after it was written. Rather than start closest to the sun and travel further into space, the first two movements sketch the portraits of the planets closest to our own. Critics have suggested that this was done to make Jupiter, the largest planet, the center point of the suite, with the movements on either side cast in mirror images. So to begin, Mars, the bringer of war, shows itself in a stark, steady rhythm in quintuple meter, with dissonances to express violence and pain. Even the violins are asked to give up their softer sounds as they are played with the wood of the bow. John Williams based the Imperial March in Star Wars on this movement, and Hans Zimmer was sued by the Holst Foundation for writing very similar music in his score for Gladiator. The obvious contrast comes with Venus, the Bringer of Peace, as the flutes and oboes bring an air of serenity, albeit one achieved with considerable technique in their highest registers. Mercury, the Winged Messenger, has the feel of a scherzo. The use of two different keys and two different rhythms simultaneously adds layers of complexity to the evocation of eloquence and trickery. After the brightly exuberant introduction to Jupiter, the Bringer of Jollity, the melody of the central section is now known to many as the hymn tune Thaxted, a town in Essex where Holst lived for many years. It fits the meter of the poem I Vow to Thee My Country by Sir Cecil Spring Rice, words that were taken up as a response to the human cost of World War I. Using the same groups of instruments as Venus, Saturn, the bringer of old age, dispenses with the earlier movement's calm, ending with a stately B minor theme in the trombones, which will be joined by trumpets for Uranus, the magician, building and building in volume over many blocks of sound, only to suddenly vanish, extremely quietly, on an unresolved note. Neptune, the mystic, ends as the suite began, in quintuple meter, but that is the only similarity to Mars. Here the staggered repetition of melodic lines and harmonic resolutions hypnotize the listener, as one by one the instruments, then the offstage female voices fade out. Your awareness of time and space become as fragile as your hold on what you're hearing. Holst's daughter Imogen described the effect as unforgettable. The imagination knew no difference between sound and silence. John Demain leads the Madison Symphony Orchestra in this cosmic undertaking, the complete Planets by Gustav Holst.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
hanging on to the mesmerizing strands of fading sound from the Women of the Madison Symphony Chorus, John Demain brings to a close the Madison Symphony Orchestra's exploration of Gustav Holst's The Planets. From the season-opening Overture Hall concert in September of 2016, recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. Neil deGrasse Tyson, who was born in 1958, in the same week that saw the creation of NASA, thinks that in the next 60 years, the solar system will become Earth's backyard. No doubt we'll still be enjoying this groundbreaking work of Gustav Holst, especially when it's grounded in a live Wisconsin classical performance. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Public Radio.